This is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am going to talk about the ninth element in the 14, and this is about overall energy quality. This is really important in the whole scheme of things for a couple of reasons. One is you want to feel good, energized, just having all, not tired, feeling good overall in throughout the day, from the time you wake up in the morning till you go to bed, every single day. So what are all the elements which can lead to this? Of course, like we talked before, it's the thought which leads to emotion, which leads to attitude, and then your personality over time. So those things are obviously important, but there is a place for always making time to take breaks, and I don't mean like breaks during the day. Of course, we've talked about it, that's different, but I'm talking more in terms of a like a long-term rest, for example, like a weekend or relaxation, whether it is to go away on a retreat where you're not going to be bothered by technology, phones, and stimulation of any kind, literally one with yourself, sleeping enough, one with the nature if possible, keeping quiet in your mind, away from all the, you know, the stresses of daily life. This is, I have seen in my life, you could have all the goals to do different things, but when you do these little, you know, short periods of rest and rejuvenation, R&Rs, it is really beneficial. It's just a day even. Let's say Friday night, you go away somewhere. You don't have to do much. Just change of scene and come back on the next day or the maybe Sunday, any of the 2 days like that. And then you feel like you could pack up so much in it, which was completely away from your day-to-day life. And you come back completely energized, charged overall. And so there is a huge part or huge advantage or benefit for this kind of rest and relaxation or rejuvenation. And this is different for everybody. Sometimes people like to do more physical stuff. It gives them, you know, that energy. Sometimes people just don't want to do anything. Sometimes people want to be with nature, hiking and canoeing and fishing and or spend time with family, talking to people, service even. So it could be all different kinds of ways to do your or on a yoga retreat or with spending quality time with like-minded people away from the from home and things like that. Of course, home is sweet home, but sometimes when you're home all the time, you get burdened with all the stuff which go with it. So I can tell you from my experience, this is very valuable, and it doesn't cost too much if you do it in short phases like that. You don't have to go on exotic vacations, and of course that's also welcome, but those are all kind of kind of far and few in between, because you have to have money to do all this stuff. But when you do little things, short ones, then it helps you rejuvenate, because that's the whole idea about this. Why do people do that otherwise? So, and I think that's what I'm getting to, that the importance of this.